chamber concerts in CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
When was the last time you had fun? Are you getting fat? Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little rec. Or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and the surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live from Vancouver, from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC, on the UBC campus, as Dan Mangan just told us. And the show you are listening to is A Face for Radio, hosted by me, Eric Coates, and a music show with interludes about nothing. And today we have quite a good show lined up. I have an interview ready and some good music. And we're going to start it off with a song called I'm Coming Home Baby by the Delmonas, released in 1985. The Delmonas were a British garage rock band, girl group, that did mostly covers, I think. I only found out about them this past week when my girlfriend made me a mixtape CD that featured this song among a variety of other gems. So you'll probably be hearing some of those in the upcoming weeks. And as I was looking through the band, the Delmonas, I found out that their singer, I think, or one of the members, called Ludella Black, then went on to feature in the band, or went on to be a key member in the band, the Head Coaties, I think is how it's pronounced, I don't know, punk band, a British punk band in the 80s, also all female. And this ties into the next band that we're playing, which is a Spanish all-female garage rock band that sort of sounds like has a tinge of the Growlers, called Hinds, because they cover the Head Coaties song Davy Crockett. So, there you have it. Anyways, enough with the trivia and the fun facts. Let's get to some good old-fashioned rock and roll with the song Coming Home Baby by the Delmonas.
Come on home,
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And we are back. You just listened to the song Flamenco Wiccan by Tough Age, CITR fan favorite off the CITR favorite album, I Get the Feeling Central. I say favorite album because it's been top in the charts here for quite a while. And it's a good, fun album by local group Tough Age. And I picked that one because, although the entire album's very good, I love the idea of a flamenco Wiccan. So, you know, humor. Anyways, then we listened to, before that, we listened to the Spanish band Hinds from Madrid with their new single, Chili Town. They are a cool band. So worth looking them up on SoundCloud or Bandcamp, as you wish. And we kicked everything off with Adele Mona's. All right. So, yeah. We're 15 minutes in here. And I'm going to keep on going with the music because I have an interview coming up, lined up. That's almost 10 minutes long with Mel Tobias, the owner of a store, now defunct store, called, again, Treasures Revisited. And Mel, the store was on around Broadway and Burrard, and it had to close because the store was, or the building that the store was in, was sold. They're going to put up a condo there or something along the lines of what we've heard many times before. And this great little shop that sold antiques, knickknacks, pictures, posters, CDs, tapes, just a whole variety of things from this guy, Mel Tobias's personal collection of things that he's collected over the year, over an interesting life. In which he worked as, he had a radio show in Hong Kong for 14 years called Off the Beaten Path, where he'd play world music and strange versions of songs by people you wouldn't expect, where he worked, and he worked as a film critic, going to the Cannes Film Festival, and for reporting on Asian cinema for The Hollywood Reporter, what else is it called? Vanity Fair. So he's been around, and now he's in Vancouver, and he had this store for about 4.5 years, so I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him a bit about his own experiences, and about our town. So for us to have time for that, I'm going to kick it right into the next set, which is a little heavier than the last one. And we're starting it off with Peterborough, Ontario band The Lonely Parade with the song Stomach off their EP called Splenda Thief, which has great cover art. So, enjoy. We'll be right back.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness. I must have silence for my passages.
And it must have
this
been
noise, however, is all of silence
and I hear only as a faint whistle.
I do not hear it
day
always,
and night
as
strong and
whistling, although it must be such from a female.
Can my
it is still
left
to speak, audible only to the ear of the householder. It
seems to me that the beast has ever even heard me.
It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Alright, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, which stands for Celebrities in Training, and you can, it stands for Canadian Independent Thunderbird Radio. Anyways, you can check us out on your FM dial at 101.9 FM, or on the interweb at CITR.ca. We just listened to the Victoria Band, Fountain, with the song Two Ugly Doves, the closer off of their second album, Fountain 2. And then before that, we listened to Toronto's Slim Twig with the song Slip and Slide, and off his album, Thank You for Sticking with the Twig, which comes out August 7th, I believe. And the music video for it has just come out. It's a pretty cool video. And we kicked it all off with Peter Burrow's very own The Lonely Parade with their Splenda Thief EP. And the song was called Stomach. So now we're going to play you the interview that I did with Mel Tobias of Begin Again. Treasures Revisited, not Begin Again, not that terrible movie. Okay, enjoy. We're recording now. Hello, my name is Eric Coates from A Face for Radio, and I'm here with Mel Tobias of Again. To do a quick interview. How are you, Mel?
Wait, quick. We make it long.
We can make it long,
all
too.
Right.
Your store is unfortunately closing.
Tomorrow will be the last day, yes. I'm sad to let it go, but things happen, times change, and we have to move on.
Yes. And can you tell us the story of how you got started here and the process?
Well, I have been collecting a lot of things in my life. I was a good traveler when I was young. And, okay, stop for a while. I think allow new things to enter your life. And so we thought of a store. It's, again, Treasures Unlimited. and all the stuff are from my personal collection. And the store is supposed to be selling memories. And they are books, foreign movies, DVD, books on lifestyle, books on living, travel books, a lot of books about Tuscany and Provence, two of my favorite places, a lot of cookbooks from different culinary cuisines of the world. And so we've had it for 4.5 years, and then the news came that the building was sold, and maybe they will increase the rent. And I don't think I can afford any increase in the rent, because it's just a small business. I think that is the sad part about what's happening in Vancouver. The retail spaces are getting too expensive. So independent stores are being waylaid. They can't afford the rent. When I arrived in Vancouver 20 years ago, I was so happy because the city was full of bookstores, first-hand and second-hand. There were video shops and there were music stores. But now practically it's gone. There's nowhere to go. I'm not a computer person. I believe in the power of physical things, like a book is a tactile experience. You open the pages, like a newspaper. They're being replaced by computers, and I'm not in the computer. I'm not a computer fan. So I guess I miss this trend that is going away, being replaced. Oh, not being replaced at all. There are hardly any bookstores in Vancouver anymore.
Yeah.
Except for the big ones. You go to Chapters. And the repertoire is rather too limited, very commercial. So if you're looking for something a little bit offbeat and out of the ordinary, I suppose you have to go to New York. Go to Portland. Even Portland is a good... Or maybe go to Sydney. People read there. There are a lot of bookstores in Sydney. Sydney in the island, not Sydney, Australia. Okay. So tomorrow is our last day. I feel sad, but I'm happy also at the same time.
You say that each one of these pieces has a story. Do you have any particular stories about any particular pieces that you'd want to share?
Okay. When I first heard Glenn Gould play the Goldberg Variation when I was very young, I was so intrigued. I didn't know he was Canadian. So the first record I bought of Glenn Gould is 33. The long playing album.
Yeah.
And I saved the cover. And it's there, framed. I treasure that. That's the original cover of the first recording of Glenn Gould, of Goldberg Variation. That's one. I guess there's another one that's also framed. That is the last time I attended the Cannes Film Festival. When it reached 50 years old, I've been going for 17 years
yeah.
in the south of France. But then I stopped because I was no longer working for a well-known publication like Variety and a Hollywood Reporter. If you're in the trade, everybody loves you. But if you're no longer working for a major publication, nobody pays attention to you.
Yeah.
And I saved that little souvenir of the symbol of the Cannes Film Festival when it reached its 50th year. So this are little,
great.
Little. This lamp is from Spain that somehow got to the Philippines. And this is an oil lamp. But what I did was I electrified it.
Yeah.
And it's now a lampshade. But this is a long history, all the way from Spain.
Through the Philippines.
Through the
now
Philippines,
in Vancouver.
You know. And to Vancouver, yes.
That's...
So every little piece is a story.
And out of curiosity, how much of what percentage of what is in here constitutes the overall percentage of your collection?
I'd say about 30%. I still have a lot at home.
Oh, wow.
I still have a lot of home at home, and they still have, there still are new memories.
So you're still collecting and still...
As you get older, you sort of taper a little bit. But every day is a new experience.
Yeah. You collect memories that aren't necessarily material.
No, not material. It could be a piece of stone. At home, I collect stones of places I've been to and mark them. Stone found in Rio de Janeiro, or stone found in Jasper, or Banff, or Montreal. And I have the dates. I got a stone from the last trip we made for a publication. We went to Sonora Beach Resort on Pava River. So all this are symbols of your life. And when they say to go minimalist, that's good, but at the same time, you don't have physical things to remind you of your past, of wonderful experiences you have in your life.
Yeah. And would you say that when someone comes in here and purchases something from the store, are they purchasing a part of you, a memory of sorts?
Yes, I tell them the story.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a sort of exchange occurs, but not just, between goods, but stories.
I learned many stories from the customers themselves. They're very open, and they open up the personal experiences.
So it's been 4.5 years.
I've got a lot of memories.
Gathered a lot of new memories in these past 4.5 years.
I've met a lot of many fascinating people.
And are you excited for what's coming up next?
Life is full of surprises. One door would close, maybe a door would open. So I think that's how we should treat life.
That's great. Well, thank you so much
thank
for talking
you.
To us.
All right. It's a pleasure. You may want to talk to Kenson.
All right, that was our interview with Mel Tobias of, again, Treasures Revisited. I have no idea why I want to keep on saying Begin Again. It's very annoying. Anyway, now we are going to listen to a new song released just a couple days ago by the band Drinks, which features Tim Presley of White Fence and Kate LeBon of Kate LeBon. The song is called Laying Down Rock, and apparently they wrote it quickly when Kate LeBon, they were in the studio and Kate LeBon was playing this riff that she liked, and Tim Presley was singing a long time in the bathroom. So he came out of the bathroom, she was playing the riff, and he got into it, and she said, it's like, took you long enough or something, and he said, I'm sorry, but now it's time to lay down. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, well, let's lay down the rock or something. And they started playing, jamming it out. And just like that, this song was born. Similar to the song Hold On, I'm Coming by Isaac Hayes and his writing partner. I can't remember his name right now. Because Isaac Hayes was yelling at his writing partner to come from the bathroom so that they could record the song. And then he was like, Isaac Hayes was like, come on. And then the other guy answered, hold on, I'm coming, while he was going to the bathroom. So that's how a classic was born. And this one was born in a similar way. We'll see if it becomes a classic as well.
has torn into what was we, where me meets you, from where we end to where do I begin? We're so alone, we're never alone, forever in debt to the stomach I get. Things can't be known, our paths overgrown, from where we end to where do I begin? Why can't we tell when we're in hell? Why can't I say something to make you well? When things can't be seen, confined within the dream, from where we end to where do I begin? From what was left behind to you, my friend, I won't ever, ever, ever fall apart like that again. From where we are to where do I begin?
Just listen to the song Where Do I Begin by Chicago greats Wilco, ultimate dad rock band. But if you are not a father, they're still a great band, in my opinion. And that song, Where Do I Begin, is off their surprise album, Star Wars, which came out last week. They will be playing in Vancouver in August at the Orpheum with Jenny Lewis. So if you have the cash, it's worth checking out. They put on a good show. I saw them at the Olympics, surprisingly enough, and that was pretty fun. Anyways, before that, we listened to Vancouver's Aura Kogan with the song Move off of her Crystallize EP. And yeah, that's about it for the last segment. And now we're finishing off the show with bassist extraordinaire. I find it funny that is how Thundercat is always described. Every single article I've read about Thundercat or mention of his music in a written format is always followed by Thundercat, comma, is always Thundercat, comma, bassist extraordinaire, which, great, that's cool. He is a great bassist. Good musician, but that's always how he's known. I feel like his Twitter handle should just be Bassist Extraordinaire. You know, he should go around to parties and introduce himself as Bassist Extraordinaire. Anyways, I feel also like that would be so ridiculous if it was, you know, if he was a guitarist or something, and just be like, "Hi, my name's Jimmy Page, guitarist extraordinaire. How's it going?" Right? Like, it's... Anyway. Yeah. We're going to finish it off with Thundercat. The song is Them Changes, which is not the same song that Jimi Hendrix does a version with Buddy Miles, which is amazing. That's a great song. I'm going to have to play that on the show sometime. Anyways, this song is called Them Changes by Thundercat, bassist extraordinaire, off his new mini album called The Beyond / Where Giants Roam. Enjoy. That is all for our show today, folks. Thank you for tuning in to A Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. And keep on listening, because we got more great stuff coming up.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow! You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ah! Taylor, it's just wonderful to be here. I mean, we always dreamed of playing Gary Taylor's.